It's time to go beyond happy and to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi, the founder and owner of the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Having created a highly successful coaching practice, Kimberly now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now show you within a matter of hours with her programs. Kimberly can help you achieve your highest potential and move towards your soul purpose. And she provides you with tools that you can carry with you for a lifetime. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
I had a bit of a challenge the night before, and I just want to address it because it really knocked me on my butt. It was the night before last. We were sitting downstairs, and I don't get downstairs to watch TV. We have one television in the house, and we have to agree on what we're going to watch. So it's just I don't go down there very often because we have very different ideas. I could sit in front of documentaries all day long, and Rick could watch, you know, hours of The Walking Dead, and I'm just not into that. So went downstairs. We were watching a little bit of TV. I guess it was about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and the cat usually curls up next to Rick. The cat came over and curled up on top of me, which was unusual. And his name is Harvey. He's my 14-year-old blue mitted ragdoll, gorgeous boy, just gorgeous. But he and I have there's not been a whole lot of affection there because he was never my cat. My husband picked him out. He adores my husband. And I'll be damned if the cat didn't climb up on me. And 2 minutes later, start having a massive seizure. And he went through three of them in a very short time frame. And it was so heartbreaking to watch. Now, he's had seizure disorder his whole life, very, very mild, where he just gets a little confused. His eyes will dilate, and he'll kind of stare off into space, or his head will start bobbing. Nothing huge. 14 years, vet never thought it was worth even putting him on anti-seizure meds two nights ago. Was just awful. And you don't realize, even when you have a pet that you don't think you're all that fond of, but I take care of him. I take him to the groomer. I'm the one that takes him to the vet. I feed him twice a day. I'm the one that, you know, brushes in between grooming appointments. I scoop the pooper. I'm the one who wipes his backside because he's a long-haired cat when he's had those little issues. So I'm the one who's primary caregiver for animals in the household. So it was not surprising in the long run when he came and climbed up on me and had his little episode. And it was so tough for me yesterday. I couldn't talk about anything without crying. And as soon as anybody asked, you know, how are you today? What's going on? I'm all blah. It really hit home that this little guy has shared our house for, you know, 13 years essentially. And who did he seek out when he was in crisis? And of course, it was me. So I was up with him most of the night and just watching him. And it took him a few hours to get kind of out of his circumstances. And then yesterday he slept most of the day, and today I'm happy to report he's up and around. He is a quieter, slower version than what he was a couple days ago. We're still watching him. The vets recommended that we keep watching him, but he's 14. There's not a whole lot of intervention that we're going to do at this point with a 14-year-old cat. There's a lot of medications that we could put him on. There's a lot of testing we could do that would stress him out. Medications long-term are, you know, rough on the kidneys, rough on the liver, and as long as this is a one-time event, I think we're okay. I think we're okay. But yeah, my voice is a little raspy. My eyes are still a little swollen. So I spent a good 24 hours checking him for breathing because he was sleeping really hard yesterday. And this morning I got up. I was just so wiped out. My husband was up and around, and I said, "Can you just go downstairs and please check on Harvey for me?" Because I couldn't bear to go down there and have something have happened. So glad to report he's up and doing better. And, you know, you fall in love with your little fur babies. And the other thing is we've got Jake, who is my going on 4-year-old Basenji puppy, who did not understand any of this, who just wanted to play. So, you know, we leave Harvey alone for 20 seconds and Jake's on him batting at him and nudging him with his head. And anyhow, so when you have fur babies or anybody in your life that you love and you care about and you see them going through any type of struggle, it's tough. It really is tough. And of course, you know, being human, at the end of all of the drama 2 nights ago, Rick and I were heading up to bed and we had Harvey situated. I was comfortable leaving him in his area for the rest of the evening. And I looked at him, I'm like, that's it. We're not getting any pets anymore. I can't take this. And that's where I was for the moment. And the reality is my whole life I have had pets and very rarely just one, except for about an 18-month period when Rick and I first got married because we lived in an apartment that didn't allow pets. We had fish. It's not the same. I'm here to tell you it's not the same. So they do bring a whole lot to your life. They bring peace and comfort, and studies have proven they lower blood pressure. They help help with long-term illness, stress levels. There's just so much that they do for you. And in return, all they ask is a safe place, a little bit of food, a little bit of attention, a clean environment. And here we are. I complain about Harvey all the time, and there's a running joke in my house. Anybody who comes over, I try and pack him up and send him off because I never warmed up to him, and I was the one crying and watching him all day long yesterday. So they get under your skin. They work their way into your hearts, and that was a drama for me. That was plenty. So that's where I was yesterday. I was quite emotional. But the good news is I have tools. Did I use them? Not in the beginning. By the end of the day, when I was pretty sure that he was going to pull through and he was on the road to recovery, I started using the tools because I was just wiped out, absolutely wiped out. So I want to talk about tools and healing and direction, and that actually brings me to today's guest, and it's a wonderful lead-in. We've had her on the show before, and I absolutely adored our conversation, so I was very happy to see her back on my calendar. And I know we had booked her, but I'm terrible. I don't look at when we book people until the week. I like look at 1 week at a time. Just when I don't need to look at the big picture and some things. Just tell me what I've got to do, where I've got to be on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Tell me where I'm supposed to be. So that being said, we have Joni Isinger back. And Joni received her Master's of Social Work from Columbia University. She holds postgraduate certificate in Gestalt Therapy. And she had a path that took her on a detour. She became acutely chemically sensitive, stepped away from the traditional, found what we call complementary alternative healing, and ventured out on her spiritual journey. She's healed, and she's been spending her time since then sharing that healing process, sharing those tools with so many other people. So I want to welcome to the show this morning, Miss Joni Isinger. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Kimberly. It's wonderful to be back. And
thank you.
First, I just want to say I'm sorry to hear about what you experienced, yet it seems like there were gifts that came out of this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this morning, he comes up, and I didn't give him my usual, what the hell do you want?
No. No, honey pie, come on my lap. Come right up here. Come, honey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I never had a pet.
Really?
My mom did not want a pet, and I think it was because she was afraid they would die so soon. And so there was a fear of death and of the not ever after in my household. So since I had this spiritual awakening, and I hear these very bittersweet stories, like what you experienced last night, I think, wow, you know, hey, mom, wake up, you know, you might see them again, or you've had them before, or
exactly.
more come in tenderly to move your soul.
Exactly.
So it's, I don't feel lost because I think I must have written something before coming into this incarnation that I would be, I guess, a caretaker for others. Not in this time, but I have absolute 150% appreciation for all the furry creatures and scaled creatures and creatures, that assist us and bring us joy.
Yeah. Fur, fin, and feathered. I love them all. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I share this. When I met my husband and then to go 18 months without a pet, I had 7 cats, 2 dogs, an indoor bunny rabbit, and 2 saltwater aquariums.
There you go.
Yeah. And I had to find caring homes for everybody. And it was tough. And then
you were
to go
fostering?
18 months, I kept telling Rick, I'm all, my ovaries are, I'm feeling the biological clock ticking. I need a puppy.
Yes. Were you fostering?
No, they were all mine because I couldn't say no.
Oh, so you were looking for homes because you had to unload. There were too many.
Well, when Rick and I got married, I moved into his apartment. There were no pets allowed, so I had to find homes for all of them.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Very tough, but okay. I made the right choice. It was a good thing.
Yeah.
We're going into our first break. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, how to handle crisis. This is such a needed conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And how to acknowledge when you're in crisis, because sometimes we're so deeply entrenched. Mr. Rinaldi often looks at me and he's like, go meditate, go tap on that, go do something for God's sake. And I'm
mm-hmm.
all, oh, I can.
mm-hmm.
So how do we recognize the signs? I think these are good conversations. When we come back, we're going to speak with Joni Isinger. We're going to talk more about how to help yourself, because you can.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Congratulations on being the proud owner of an adorable, soft, cuddly, sweet-smelling, smiling, cooing, hungry, tired, gassy, screaming little bundle of joy. So now what? Where's the owner's manual for this thing? Where are my instructions? Right here. It's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com. Infant care specialist Blythe Lipman has worked with babies for over 20 years and works extensively with new parents, providing workshops, in-home visits, tips, and daily phone calls to ease those frazzled nerves. With Baby and Toddler Instructions, you can get the advice you need on how to survive and enjoy your baby's first year. For more information on Blythe and how she can help you, go to babyinstructions.com. From 32 ways to stop a baby from crying to 14 ways to get a baby to eat and so much more, it's Baby and Toddler Instructions with Blythe Lipman on toginet.com.
Join us every Monday at 10 a.m. Central for the Johnny Rowland News, Guns, and Motorsports radio show with commentary about current events, guns, shooting, and firearms issues, automotive and motorsports features, and special music presentations. Johnny is recognized as an international firearms authority and ballistic engineer, as well as an accomplished and widely recognized automotive designer and longtime TV and radio host. This program draws on Johnny's experience in shooting, motorsports, and as a professional entertainer musician. Don't miss Johnny Rowland News, Guns, and Motorsports. Infotainment at its best. Trust us on this one. It's a fun show. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Central, right here on the TogiNet Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And today we're speaking with Joni Isinger, and she's been with us before, and I love the path that she's taken. She kind of did the same direction I did, going through the traditional and then finding there was, oh, so much more available. So, Joni, if though we're intuitive, even though we have these abilities, do you find that you get caught in your own nonsense sometimes?
Every now and then. It's usually when I'm tired. Mm-hmm. When I'm physically and emotionally tired and something happens out of the blue, unexpected, some type of a disappointment, that's when I have this, it's usually visceral at first, I have this chill or a burning, one or the other, hot or cold experience that comes over me, and sometimes my heart, it's that sinking feeling in my heart, and I have to center myself, I have to do something very quick. I don't know, I don't even quite know what I do. It must be within milliseconds, and I have to talk myself out of going to a place of despair. And it's not every now and then. Usually when something quote unquote goes wrong, where there's there's no such thing as wrong. Everything is absolutely perfect and divinely ordered. But when it doesn't feel right, I have to talk myself into, there's a reason for this. This is a movie. I asked for it. I like being here in Earth School. And what's going on? And I found a way to step out, to pull out quite quickly from the drama. To answer your question, yes.
Yeah. I find... And not that I get caught up in it a lot, but when I do get caught up in it, not that I enjoy it. How do I explain this? I'm so present in the moment, I don't step outside of it. And I'm grateful to Mr. Rinaldi for recognizing those signs. I'm going to say something, and I don't know, maybe this has been your experience, maybe not. It is... those moments have become more acute and more common, if you will. Since I started going through menopause, it's the hormones, I swear it.
I'm not there yet. I'm almost there. It's just a matter of when. It's, you know, are we there yet? That's probably what my ovaries are saying to me right now. But I haven't had that experience, but I understand what you're describing because that hormone, it's like being on a hormonal precipice and you're just hanging, not like you're hanging by a thread, like you're about to lose it, but there's like a vibration, an undercurrent that it seems that women experience when they're in perimenopause and menopause, and it makes it more difficult to remain present centered.
Well, and they have proven, you know, higher incidence of poltergeist activity around young ladies when they're going through puberty. And it's, I think vibrationally we just become more sensitive. I know I am hugely more sensitive emotionally since this, and I'm perimenopausal, and every few months I cross my fingers that we've started down that road, and then it's like, oh, damn, disappointment again.
Yeah.
It's like, who is screwing with me? Make this
darn
stop. Exactly. But yeah, I this is something that I'm glad we're having a conversation around, because I really do, you bring up, you know, feeling more tired, that the sensitivity happens. For me, I find that it really is hormonally related, which, you know, goes with the feeling more tired because I'm not sleeping and all the other things that go with it. But yeah, it's when we will call it the vessel, when the vessel is not at its optimal operating, you know, position, the weird stuff happens. That's all I'm saying.
We can also throw in that this is the shift, the awakening, age of Aquarius, golden age, whatever you would like to call this. So we have high frequency energies that are coming in. We are being upgraded, downloaded. So along with with the divine ones, archangels, ascended masters, guides, loved ones, consciousnesses, star beings, assisting us to raise our vibration, we are also, many of us are on spiritual journeys. We are ascending. We are learning about truth and who we are as light beings having a human experience. what I have experienced personally and what I've read through folks' channelings and watching YouTubes is that as we grow, as we shift, as we wake up, we do become more sensitive. So when an occurrence happens that, I'll say, doesn't feel right, it could be anything for as acute to death of a loved one to losing your purse in the back of the car and you can't get it out from under the seat, along the continuum, it's right. Hypercharged. We feel, like the princess and the pea. Can you get rid of this? It doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that you identified it, the princess and the pea. It's that hypersensitivity. So how, I mean, I know when I'm back and attentive and focused, I've got, I can list off 25 different tools to work with and take care of it in a New York minute, if you will. How do you proceed and how do you recommend for our listeners to take that next step? What is the first thing that you would say to do?
When they are in crisis and feeling sensitive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are quite a few things. I believe that recognizing that we have divine protection is extremely important. First, to recognize it. We are not alone. There is more than what we just see before us. There are other realms. There are souls that are unseen throughout all of creation. We have spirit guides, usually at least two, and we contract with them from birth to be with us, to assist us. And they're chatting with us 24/7 with our higher self. So we have assistance. We have guidance and protection. So by knowing this, that we are not alone, that we are loved and held, when a person is in crisis and then they can flip on that switch and go, okay, I'm safe. Louise Hay loves to say in her affirmations, I am safe, all is well. Fantastic. I suggest people on a piece of paper write the mantra, the affirmation, I am safe. That is phenomenal. So if a person does not, if it doesn't resonate with that person in 3D, on a higher level, oftentimes a soul in this lifetime or other lifetimes, they are not feeling safe. It's very grounding and reassuring. So the recognition we have protection, and then in that moment, you can put white light around yourself. Highest frequency in creation, it is love. It is all that is. To imagine you are cocooned, a white light shaft like the transporter room in Star Trek original series. Yes, I am a Trekkie. Or a bubble. Yeah, I had to throw that in. Or a bubble of white light. It is like, avoid anything bad from happen. It doesn't make it not happen or unravel it. It takes the edge off. Sometimes it's like an insurance policy. Things can bounce off a little better from us. I recommend people carrying a grounding stone, a crystal, hematite, tourmaline, smoky quartz, jet, onyx. Very good to have that on your person. And if you can't get a handle on it, write the word on a piece of paper and put out the intention. It has the equal weight, the equal power and intensity of that 3D stone. Just don't have it near your night table at night when you go to sleep because you want to travel and venture elsewhere outside of your body. It keeps you too earthbound if it's near you. So those are just two ways that I suggest.
I like it. I like it. And that's the thing is there are so many different ways of doing this. If they don't resonate with you, try something else. But the key is to keep trying until you find something. And here's the thing, Joni, and I tell this story, the whole rock and stone and crystal thing, for so many years, people would, oh, my God, this crystal has a vibration, and I can hear it singing, and they'd hand it to me, and I'd be all Charlie Brown at Halloween. I got a rock. I got nothing. It was like, oh, that's nice. Nothing. And then one day, I'm not kidding, I had somebody handed me a crystal, it vibrated into my teeth. It was like a high pitch, just this high pitch hum. And I set the stone down. I'm like, what the hell? Picked it up, vibrated into my teeth again. Mm-hmm. So just because it doesn't work for you once doesn't mean throw it out, say this is not worth it. Break it out later. Try it again. Absolutely. You never know when you're open to something different.
Some people use sage. They will clear a space. So if they're in a situation where they're crisis ridden, they will pull out the sage and they will lighten the area around them. Other people, they'll take lavender. And I've channeled this for folks too. They just can open up an essential oil of lavender and put it underneath their nose like smelling salts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are sad. Sometimes I channel for folks who can drink juice. Some folks have insulin issues and it's not okay, or they have hypoglycemia and it does not work out for them. It'll do strange things. To drink a little bit of juice, it sparks the soul.
Yeah.
Some people do Epsom salts and they do an Epsom salt bath to release. And these are ways to work through crises, to lighten the load so you can handle what's before you.
Yeah, putting on music, movement is a great way to clear energy and to clear space and to clear thoughts. So put on music and dance. Even if it doesn't feel right at the moment, put on something that inspires you and just get up and move. We are going into our next break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Joni about self-care. I think it's important, and I think it's imperative that you understand you have to care for yourself before you can care for others. So that being said, if you haven't had a chance to join me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com. Sign up for my VIP newsletter. Find out where I am, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it. Join me there, but join me here in a moment.
Having overcome tremendous obstacles herself, she believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Homeschooling? Have questions? Get your pen and paper ready. It's the sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Fridays at 5, 4 Central on toginet.com. After a handsome blue-eyed Texan fell in love with Vivian at the Victoria Station in London, she found herself at DFW Airport with a tiny suitcase and a snazzy little duffel bag. Well, 25 years later, she is now happily married to that blue-eyed cowboy. They have 4 grown children, ages 24 to 18, who became willing guinea pigs when she unwittingly stumbled upon the world of homeschooling. Wildflower Academy flourished for 15 years. They survived and thrived, and you can too. Vivian will be covering a wide range of issues that face homeschoolers. What do you do with kids in the summer? How to set up your one-room schoolhouse? How obedience is paramount? And what to do with those snakes? Plus, she'll be sharing ideas and insights that she gleaned from other homeschoolers. So join us for an engaging hour with a sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Friday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on toginet.com. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer, Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, TriciaGoyer.com. That's TriciaGoyer.com. Tricia's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Tricia expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And today we're speaking with Joni Isinger and we're talking about a lot of things. We've talked about crisis intervention and how to handle some of those circumstances. But what it comes down to, and I think it's sort of the foundation on this journey, and don't you agree, self-care is like the most important part of this conversation. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, we're all intuitive, we're all sensitive, we all have our different strengths in that area. I will often get, you know, clients or students or people who talk to me and they're like, you know, I was connected once and now I'm not. And the first thing I ask, well, what are you doing to take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm. You go.
Well, what I was going to say is they'll look at me and, you know, and tilt their head like, what? Take care of myself? What? I've got to, you know, I've got to pay the bills. I've got to get the kids to soccer. I've got blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, yeah, that's the motions that you're going through to be here on this realm. But who you are, that nurturing process, that connected process, comes from gentle care. And that's what gives you the peace and the tranquility to access that connection. And so many people just, that part, just, they don't get it.
I think that a lot of people might not know that our vessel, our body, is holding our spirit.
Right.
It's actually a consciousness that comes together to agree to be our body in this incarnation. So when you look at it as a temple, your body being a temple housing your spirit, you might shift your ideas about how you're going to live. So if you're taking your body for granted and not knowing, then having those sodas and having the extra cheese nachos really doesn't matter. And then people who don't know that you fly elsewhere after you pass and that your vessel is a consciousness and has memory of all the other lifetimes, it does remember how you've treated it. So when you return that paunch in your stomach or the high blood pressure, it's noted. It's not that it's a punishment. It's just noted. It's inscribed in the cellular memory of that light body that's housing your soul in whatever incarnation you have. I don't want to sound very esoteric and out there.
Well, no. But and I want to address that. And I my conversation end on that is I tell people it's an opportunity to do things differently. That's how I look at it. No judgment, no other direction than it's giving you an opportunity to do it different. Period.
If you get sick, your body is speaking to you.
Yeah.
And then you need to ask yourself, what's wrong? What am I not addressing? What did I sock inside? Gestalt therapists ask the person to stop, be present-centered, oftentimes closing your eyes, and go into your body, and then ask, what sensations do you feel? What is your body saying? Love that method, that therapeutic method. I highly recommend it. And it's for the person who isn't connected with their body. It's just one great way of getting in touch. And then for the person who doesn't want to go there, and that's fine. When you get sick, well, what do I not want? Well, oftentimes, eye problems, the person doesn't want to see. Constipation, a person is holding something in. A person who has hives, they're very sensitive to something. They don't want to feel, and it's coming out as an eruption. There are explanations for virtually every
asthma,
illness.
Acute allergies, you're not feeling safe in your environment.
Right.
You know, there's so many different directions, but I love that conversation. And I'm going to raise my hand for all of the really left brain control freaks out there, because that was most of my life. That exercise, I mean, and I do it, and obviously that's the kind of clientele that I typically attract. You know, I'll ask them to do that. They close their eyes, they get the one eye open, and they're like, how is my liver going to tell me anything? Mm-hmm. It's my liver. How are my lungs going to tell me anything? It's like, okay. And I'm going to ask you, does this help when you encounter this with a client or a student? I tell them, okay, go in, and I realize your liver can't say a word to you, but imagine if it did. What would it say? What would it sound like? Describe what it would look like. And You know, sometimes I will even ask them, I'll give them crayons and a piece of paper and ask them to use their non-dominant hand and draw it like a child to just free up that creative space. Mm-hmm. Because so many people are, you know, it's like, what is my bunion going to tell me? My bunion's a bunion. It's going to tell me I've worn tight shoes. No, there's more to it. Go in. Check in. Your body is just an amazing source of information.
I do want to say I was right where you were at regarding the left brain and and what you see is what you get. I had a doctor for every body part. And I was in New York City, and I would only choose the top doc. So I had people calling me all the time for the specialists. Right. And then with the spiritual awakening and the Gestalt therapy training. Gestalt therapy training happened before. I still had all the doctors, but I think I was moving myself away. And then with this awakening, I was able to go in. And then with the channeling, then I was able to learn a lot about metaphor, that our body parts are symbolic and mm-hmm. that they receive information, certain types of information, over other body parts. So I don't, in my practice, I don't have folks go inside. I'm channeling. Because there are a lot of things that are going on in a session. So we're going chop, chop, chop. So if someone does mention a health issue, and I have to say, I am not a doctor, please see a physician.
Right.
But
right.
I can see into bodies and address health issues. So if something comes up and a person says, I have asthma, I will go into their lungs and I'll find out, is the issue centered around this lifetime or is there another lifetime, which was a precipitating event that had a bleed through effect in this one that got a person caught up, why they can't breathe, why they're stifled. And then we do the karmic work through, and then I'm able to channel for the person what their work is in this lifetime, what they need to do to give themselves more breath, more light and more air, more freedom.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it comes down to. It's how do you create more space within the space that you occupy?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you create that freedom and that flow? And the consciousness of the connection. I'm not going to say create the connection. The connection is there. But create the consciousness of the connection. So I love that. I love that you're able to channel and help your clients. Honestly, it makes things go much faster.
It does. It speeds it up. We can address a lot of body parts in one session. I love talking to body parts. They have personalities too.
Oh, they
Kimberly,
do.
They yeah. Some of them are very funny. Other times I'll go in and assist them. Might just start laughing hysterically. I can't believe she's channeling us. This is hysterical. It's a lot of fun. And this is part of the awakening for that client, because they have an appreciation or renewed appreciation for their body. And many people, they begin the process of stopping smoking, drinking, overeating, starving themselves, because when the voice is put to the body,
mm-hmm.
there's a little bit of a flip out. They don't start screaming, but their eyes pop open and they hear go ahead.
What I was going to say is one thing that I want to be really clear on this. Ego is the critical voice that you think is being applied. That's ego. That's the nonsense that's here. When you're really connected with these body parts, and I know this, if you're tuning in now, this is going to sound a little nuts, but if you're really connected with these body parts, there is nothing but acceptance mm-hmm. and love and right direction is the only way I can describe it. So if your body part is, let's just say, my backside's a little wider than it needs to be, and I wanted to have a conversation with it, it's not going to be going, well, I'm your big fat ass because...
Mm-hmm.
That's ego. That's the nonsense on this side. When you're really connected with the vibration and the creative aspect of who you are, it's acceptance and love and direction that is right directed. Am I right in that observation?
I agree with you. I think you're right on. I do want to also share that forgiving your body or body parts, or the system, let's say digestive system, is oftentimes imperative. If a person hates that body part, mm-hmm. or that system is not working. I go in, I call going in channeling, and sometimes forgiveness work is needed with a leg. You haven't been taken, you're a runner, and your shoes need to be changed, and you just haven't gotten around to it, and they're shoddy. And you've affected your feet, and now one of your legs is really, you're giving it the business. And this leg, let's say a tendon was even torn at some point. Sometimes forgiveness work is needed in order for there not to be an issue with that body part and your spirit. We have connections with everything. We have relationships at that level with body parts and systems. So what I suggest people do is that if they can't stand their hair, they don't like mm-hmm. the way it kinks, they need to reconsider and have a love-in with their hair. There's a reason Absolutely. Why they came into that incarnation looking that way, and they need to forgive themselves and their hair and begin to have that appreciation. You might even find that the hair starts sparking up and looking a little bit brighter.
Yeah, fall in love with the body parts or processes that you're having a challenge with. Because honestly, things like my bum knee, my bad back, my poor memory, you're creating conflict with that part.
That's right.
And that's why I love Gestalt therapy. I love mm-hmm. the tools within that system.
Oh, yeah.
But it does. It recognizes the vibrational relationship with these items, even if it does it from, we're going to call it philosophical perspective. I love it. I absolutely love it. We're going into our last our last break for today. When we come back, we're speaking with Joni Isinger, and we're talking about how you can be in harmony with every part of you. Most of the time, you're human. I'm not going to give you 100%, but God, wouldn't it be nice to be there 90% of the time? It's a good place to be. So join us back in just a few moments. If you haven't already joined me, go to KimberlyRinaldi.com. You're going to find links to my social media sites. You can join me on Twitter and Pinterest and LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook and all of those wonderful places where I play. Chat with me there. Tweet with me. I'll talk to you there, but come back here in just a moment.
Tremendous obstacles herself. She believes happiness is overrated. She calls upon you to live joyfully. This is Lessons in Joyful Living, and Kimberly will be right back after these on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea that doesn't come with an invoice is a treasured find. And if that happens to you, then you need to pay it forward to keep other entrepreneurs from making mistakes or getting a raw deal. It's called Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10, 9 a.m. Central. Josephine is going to have the guests describe their accomplishments, the lessons they've learned, both good and bad, and then sharing those pieces of knowledge as we create a movement of paying it forward. For more information about Josephine, her business, and background, you can go to mymomknowsbest.com. Josephine Gerasi has always been a problem solver. She saw this need and has turned it into a movement. It's Paying It Forward with tips, tools, and advice and hard lessons learned. These pieces of knowledge can make a huge difference for you, your business, and others. So join us for Paying It Forward with Josephine Gerasi, Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., 9 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome to TogiNet. Cutting Edge Radio.
Welcome back to Lessons in Joyful Living, teaching you how to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, and know that it's calling for each and every one of us. This is what drives Kimberly to live what she teaches and to share her success and passion for helping others to help themselves. So let's get back to the show. This is Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. And now, here again is our founder and your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome back. And today we are speaking with Joni Isinger, and we're talking about the care of you and why it's so important. Self-care, crisis care, what you can do to take care of you from a philosophical, a physical, a spiritual perspective, because honestly it all ties in. And in the last segment we were talking about falling in love with your body parts, especially the ones that you think are challenging, because honestly, if you are in this love-hate relationship, or if you are not appreciating, or if you're trying to hate the fat away or hate the curls away, you're creating conflict within your body. And ongoing conflict ultimately can lead to physical illness. This is what we're finding. This is being proven in quantum healing concept. So, Joni, what are some options for people? Because, I mean, I've been on my soapbox before. I'm avoiding Western medicine. This whole United States mandatory healthcare nonsense has me mm-hmm. absolutely just flipping out. I'm paying the fine this year, or whatever they want to call it, for not participating. And on a personal note, I will continue to pay and to not participate until they start looking at alternative therapies. You want to pay for my massage therapy? I'm in. You want to pay for my chiropractor? I'm in. You want to pay for acupuncture, my doctor of Chinese medicine? I'm in. But don't tell me I have to have a flu shot. Don't tell me I have to follow these constraints that I worked in the system. The system is broken. I no longer believe in it. And frankly, I get much better outcomes outside the system.
I think there are enough people that if push came to shove and it were nationally mandated to have vaccines or certain type of tests, I think there would be some type of an uprising. I'm not talking on a grand scale where the National Guard comes out. I believe right. that people's voices would be heard. I don't think it would go over. I think there are too many of us. That's just my political two cents. I feel very hopeful about it. There are so many of us that are awake and that are doing alternative medicine already. There are so many people that don't go to the doctor. I think I went for a double ear infection because I was afraid of losing my hearing. And I knew that the herbs, the garlic mullein drops I was taking, they wouldn't have taken effect fast enough. Mm-hmm. And I was very grateful. And it worked.
Right. But I'm having a heart attack, I am calling 911. I'm not going to meditate. I promise you.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it's been, oh gosh, almost 10 years since I've utilized Western medicine in any way, shape, or form, because it just doesn't work for what I do with my world.
I think
in a crisis, yeah.
Well, I think that for folks, if folks don't know a healer or a naturopath or a holistic practitioner of any kind, I think going to a health food store and talking with the person behind the counter, it's good to educate yourself. Now, you might be, expensive products might be pushed on you if they see that you are a newbie. So be wary of that. You know, never get involved with buying $100 worth of products on your first visit. Ask people. Go to a store if you don't know anyone. And if you do know someone, start asking, well, what herbs can I take? What oils can I use to put on my body? What tinctures can I put in water? What homeopathic pellets can I take under my tongue? Is there a reflexologist that might be able to help me? Are there chiropractors that are doing adjustments and more? Are they doing applied kinesiology and allergy elimination? Massage mm-hmm. therapists who are intuitive, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are healers, there are Reiki practitioners, and I'm a healer. I don't do Reiki, but I channel and the white light comes out of me. And many other types of sound therapy, et cetera. You can find them. We are everywhere. I recommend going by word of mouth because a person is working on your body and your mind
right.
and your spirit.
Right.
Go with your gut. If you don't know some, if you don't have the word of mouth available to you, go with your gut. Go with what your instincts are. And there are ways to take care of yourself outside of conventional medicine. Take out books, Google and YouTube. I had tons of books that I would go through, and I learned how to do this on my own. I didn't take any courses. And I have many friends who I could ask. I have loving friends that if I'm suffering from post-nasal drip, they voluntarily ask, what are you doing for it? And then I'll tell them. And then they'll offer other suggestions. And then I get more tools, as you like to say, Kimberly. I have more things to put in my medicine chest. And they're
right.
natural.
Right. And that's it. You know, I spent 20 years in Western medicine, and there is a purpose to it and a place for it. Unfortunately, the pendulum has swung so far the other direction. We are a pop-a-pill society. We want instant gratification. And 80% of the meds on the market have been on the market less than 20 years. Watch television midday. Look at all the lawsuits for different products that have been out there that were the last, you know, it was the last greatest thing. And now there are class action lawsuits because of bad outcomes. They're rushing to get products to market.
Yes.
They're not looking at the long-term effects, unfortunately. And, you know, ginger is a wonderful thing.
Oh.
It also works as a blood thinner. It'll calm your stomach. It helps with a number of different things. But too much ginger can create a blood thinning effect. So even with the natural stuff, be educated about it.
Yes.
Everything you take, there is going to be an action and a reaction. Think about it from that perspective. The problem with the prescription meds is the chemistry behind it is usually trying to mimic something that was created in a natural state. Why not take the natural option?
You know, you started off the show talking about crisis and then about protection and then about self-care and other ways that we can help ourselves too. And I think that for every conventional assistant or aid for dealing with a situation, there is an equivalent alternative medicine approach. People
right.
who are in crisis, they might automatically want to go on some medication to calm their nerves. There are people who meditate and do yoga, people who go to spiritual discussion groups, people who listen to music, close their eyes, people who take Epsom salt baths. They can avoid being on anti-anxieties. And again, I will say, I am not a doctor, so please do not quote me. If your doctor told you to be on anti-anxiety, Joni Isinger is not telling you to go off. What I'm saying is that we, the naturalists, we were here first. We found the ways. We lived for centuries. We've been procreating since the beginning of time and before. And
that's
we found ways to manage all situations. And yes, there have been deaths, whether they were free will choice, pre-birth planned, happenstance. Yes, sometimes things happen where people do die as a result, or they mentally, they go out of reality. But I believe, and I think you too, Kimberly, believe that why not try something that is from the earth as our body is from the earth versus putting something into our vessel that is a holy temple of consciousness that houses our spirit, which is a holy spirit, with something that is natural and one with us.
And that's the kicker, and that's the thing that I really want to bring back to focus. It's called complementary alternative medicine. The bottom line is it's nutrition, it's holistic care, it's herbs, it's essential oils, it's massage, it's all of these things we were doing long, it's, you know, acupuncture, acupressure, it's all these things we were doing long before Western medicine existed, yet it's called complementary alternative. This is original care.
That's
all I'm saying.
That is so.
And no, we're not doctors, and I'm not saying go out and stop or change anything. I'm saying have a conversation, number one, with yourself. And if it feels right and you're on meds, then I'm going to recommend you have a conversation with your physician, your dentist, your psychiatrist, your psychologist. And if they're not in agreement, I'm not saying go out and find another one, but if somebody's not willing to have that conversation with you, find someone who will at least have the conversation with you, because there are doctors out there. I did work in healthcare. There are doctors and there are people out there who will absolutely refuse to even discuss it. I don't think that's appropriate. It's your body.
Kimberly, when I went for my double ear infection recently,
yeah.
The doctor that I went to, which isn't my normal doctor, it's part of a gigantic clinic, an outpatient setting. And I told him that I knew that I didn't have bronchitis, and he asked me why. And I said, well, he said, come on, say it. And I said, well, I'm a psychic and I'm a healer, and I know, and I channeled it. And he stood there before me and he said, I'm a Reiki healer and I'm a Reiki master, and I have crystal bowls in my office. Come into my office and I'll do the bowl for you.
Fabulous.
I almost plotzed, and after, you know, when he wanted to give me a script, that was okay. The antibiotics were fine. He went, And he did the crystal bowl for me as his nurse assistant walked in and saw the doc doing the crystal bowls. And there on his desk were crystals. And I channeled for him what they were for and what they were telling him.
Fabulous. I love that. I love that conversation. Joni, we're going to have you back because we're out of time today. Where do our listeners go to find you?
Thank you so much for having me.
They go to
joniswhitelighthealing.com. That's J-O-A-N-I-E-S, white as in the color, light as in turn on the light, healing.com. And I'm in the process of getting my website changed over. Right now it's in HTML, so you don't find any interviews and podcasts and YouTubes. So if you want to Google my name, Joni Isinger, E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, you'll find pages of me.
Perfect. Thank you again, Joni. Love our conversations. Look forward to our next one.
I do, too. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining us today on Lessons in Joyful Living on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. I'm just thrilled to be here with you. We have over 1 million monthly listeners because you're here listening and you're sharing it with others. 1 million monthly, not cumulative. Monthly. It's fabulous. That means we're making a difference, you're making a difference, our guests are making a difference, and these conversations are making a difference. And I appreciate that. So go out and do good things for you today. Do them, and do them because I suggested it. Think about that. I say put you first. Eventually, you'll be doing it yourself. But if it takes me saying it to make it happen the first time, go for it. Say, Kimberly said so. Put yourself in the center of your universe. That is what you came here for. And when you find your lesson in joyful living, your purpose for being here, that's half the equation. Remember that. Always remember that. Sharing it is the other half. So that's why we're here Monday through Friday, sharing our lessons and the lessons of others, sharing our stories, our direction, our tools, our tips, our tricks, the little things we have up our sleeves, as well as our lives and some of the challenges that we experience. But I appreciate you, and I will see you here again tomorrow. We've got more lessons, and we look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you for being a part of Lessons in Joyful Living with Kimberly Rinaldi on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Each week, Kimberly will be sharing from her 20-plus years in corporate and business development, decades of combined experience, to help you go past happy and to get to joyful living, to truly stand in a place of peace, joy, and abundance. And